take your seats. Take your time. No rush. Good. We'll begin in just a moment. All your questions will be answered shortly. Okay. Is everyone settled in? Very good. Then let's get started. Welcome to April University, a special school for brand new girls. I am Princess April. I am so happy to have you here, and I'm here to guide you through new student orientation. So let's just relax and have a little chat. Some of you may be concerned that this is a university for girls because, well, some of you may not be girls yet. And that's fine, sweeties. Some girls, for whatever reason, were mistakenly born as men. Does that describe you? If so, it's nothing to be ashamed about. Maybe you're here because you want to be a girl. That's wonderful, darlings. Congratulations on your decision. I'm so happy for you. And you've come to the right place. On the other hand, maybe some of you already are girls, and you've decided that you want to become a different kind of girl. Maybe you're a little shy. Or maybe you live your life under a lot of stress, and you just want to be happy and carefree. That's wonderful, darlings. Congratulations on your decision. I'm so happy for you. And you've also come to the right place. But you know what? Maybe you're here because someone important in your life insisted on it. Maybe a boyfriend or husband. Maybe a girlfriend or wife. Maybe even your master or mistress. Whatever your individual circumstance, isn't it nice that they care about you so much that they've sent you to me for help? That's wonderful, darlings. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations on their decision. Trust me, sweeties. They've sent you to the right place. The curriculum here at April University is state of the art, and in just a few moments, I will be transforming you into a brand new girl. I have personally transformed many girls, and they are all living happy, fulfilling lives, doing what they were meant to do, being who they were meant to be. I know what you're thinking. When you are a new girl, will you still be you? Of course you will, sweeties. You'll just be a different kind of you. A more feminine and beautiful you. A happier and more liberated you. And isn't that why you're here? There's absolutely nothing to be anxious about. Naturally, your physical transformation is only the beginning of your education at April University. And it just so happens that we have an excellent teacher here to help ease your transition. Her name is Miss Electra. She's wonderful, darlings. And her specialty is in helping brand new girls learn to understand their new bodies and how to adapt to their new lives as women. Now, as exciting and wonderful as all this sounds, I just have one word of warning. Once you begin your transformation, you cannot go back. This is your only chance to change your mind. Do you want to be a beautiful, sexual, generous girl? If you don't, you must stop listening now. But if you do, you're in for an adventure of a lifetime. Well then, that about covers your new student orientation. So, what do you think? Are you ready to step into your new life? Good. Then let's begin. Close your eyes. I want you to imagine that you're standing in a room full of mirrors. You see yourself, lots of different reflections of yourself all around you. Pieces of you broken into different angles and viewpoints. You stand here, dressed as you are now. It's a little uncomfortable seeing yourself like this, isn't it? It's just not quite you, right? That's a perfectly natural feeling. But as you stand there, you can feel a warm sense of contentment fill up your body. An easy, relaxed sense of calm. You're starting to realize that you belong here. You deserve this. Oops, did you see that little shift in the images in the mirrors? Maybe you felt it inside, too. It has already begun. Your beautiful transformation. The clothes you were wearing are now gone. All you see is fractalized images of skin. Your naked body laid bare in front of these mirrors. It may be almost impossible to notice, but your skin is getting softer. It's getting younger. It's becoming the skin of a beautiful 18-year-old girl. How does it feel? Does it feel warm? Does it feel sexy? Each transformation is very personal to each girl. And you may notice that your body is becoming more petite, or it may be becoming more statuesque. You may be getting shorter or taller. Either way, you are becoming the vulnerable girl that's inside you. And as the slow, gentle, warm feeling starts to radiate across your body, you might be able to make out that you are growing breasts. This is perfectly natural and nothing to be concerned about. All women have breasts, don't they? Your breasts may be small and perky, or they may be large and voluptuous. And if you look really carefully at just the right reflection, you can see little nipples pressing forward, poking out in front of you. They may stop there, forming cute little nubs, or they may grow further, blossoming with wide, dark areolas. As your eyes are tricked by the hundreds of little images that surround you, you may notice a reflection of your little bottom as it widens and becomes more plump and firm. You may notice your legs becoming more slender and shapely. Your arms, smoother and sleeker. And as that warm, sweet tickle starts to wash over your entire body, you can also feel an excitement that you've never quite felt before. It's a sexual feeling for sure, a warm tingle of longing and strong feelings of need. This is a natural part of your new biology, an integral part of your transformation that, with proper training, you will come to accept and indulge. And now, you may also realize that you feel completely unable to move. You couldn't stop what's happening to you now. And even if you could, why would you want to do that? Remember, you belong here, sweetie. You deserve this. Just relax and concentrate on the mirrors. If you're really lucky, and you look really carefully, you might catch a glimpse of your new face. It's really pretty, isn't it? Full lips, smooth cheeks, and bright, vibrant eyes. Smile, sweetie. You see? Isn't that cute? What a pretty girl you are. And your hair? Soft, feminine, lengthened. Its color, of course, is so individual, and like every other part of your body, depends on who you really are inside. You may look completely different than you did before. Unrecognizable to the people who knew you. You truly are a brand new girl. Completely unique and gorgeous in your own way. Finally, there's one last thing to locate in all those shards of shiny reflections. I know you're curious about it. That area between your legs. You need to look hard because you might not recognize it. There it is, sweetie. It's your new pussy. It's so pretty, isn't it? If you used to be a man, this will be the most striking change. It can be a little unsettling to discover how vulnerable and empty you feel down there now. It's okay, darling. It's natural to be afraid. Being a woman requires a special kind of courage, and you're going to learn all about that soon enough. Your physical transformation is now complete. See? That was so easy. Look at yourself, sweetie. You are so beautiful. I know you feel a little different now. Perhaps a little anxious, a little jumpy. And it's natural for you to feel very aroused, maybe even a little desperate. This is just part of being a young, vibrant, sexually awakened girl. And you'll find these feelings becoming even more intense as your body acclimates to its transformation. Just remember, sweetheart, as you try to navigate through all this intense sexual need, you belong here. You deserve this, don't you? Now, naturally, I have many other responsibilities and important engagements, so I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to train you personally. But not to worry. I wouldn't leave you in this intense sexual predicament without proper guidance. So, it's time for you to meet Miss Electra. I think you'll find her to be a very efficient trainer, and one who's impossible for you to disobey. I'll leave Miss Electra to explain exactly what's happened to you. Speaking of which, it's almost time for your first lesson. Isn't that wonderful, sweetheart? Don't worry, you'll be in good hands, and I look forward to seeing you at graduation. Now, when I count to three, you will begin your training. Are you ready? One. You belong here. Two. You deserve this. And three.